What is the difference between the fetter of self-view and the fetter of I am? It's a very good question, because it can be quite confusing. That identifying with the five khandhas in some way or another of, you know, say the body being self, the self being body, that sense of taking the identity of our being with an aspect of either physical or mental experience, and say that is the sort of the root or the basis or the essence of identity or selfhood, and that is that's the insight that is as where one relinquishes and on the entering the stream. So it's the beginning. So you realize, oh yeah, it can't be that way. That, you know, these body, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness, yeah, these are shifting, changing, unstable, and so yeah, one, that's impossible to form a self-identity, self-view, but even with that, so there, even when that insight is there, the relinquishment, there's still the subtle sense of I am in just, you know, underlying within the mind. It's just it's more of a subtle sense of, yeah, that I am as the kind of the center point of kind of experience. So that is a much more refined and sticky defilement. So it's really not until arahantship that one's actually able to relinquish that completely. So, but it's much more subtle.